Instead of letting it turn into a gripe session, Markkula made them focus on very specific management issues, such as what had caused the problem in producing the file server software and why the Macintosh distribution system had not responded well to the change in demand. When they were finished, Markkula bluntly declined to back Jobs. "I said I wouldn't support his plan, and that was the end of that," Markkula recalled. Scully was the boss. They were mad and emotional and putting together a revolt, but that's not how you do things. Tuesday, May 28th. His ire stoked by hearing from Markkula that Jobs had spent the previous evening trying to subvert him, Scully walked over to Jobs's office on Tuesday morning. He had talked to the board, he said, and he had its support. He wanted Jobs out. Then he drove to Markkula's house, where he gave a presentation of his reorganization plans. Markkula asked detailed questions, and at the end he gave Scully his blessing. When he got back to his office, Scully called the other members of the board just to make sure he still had their backing. He did.